With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Tropical Storm Debbie churns up the East Coast and affects weather as far away as the Great Lakes.
National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Klebauer.
The combination of the moisture streaming out ahead of Debbie, plus the front in the area, and the disturbance that was swinging through the Great Lakes, we had a multi-round period of showers and thunderstorms.
In New York and New Jersey, heavy rain flooding roadways and streets, stranding motorists.
Some areas saw as much as 4 to 6 inches of rain within a span of 2 to 4 hours.
The storm brought heavy rain to Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. It's coming ashore on the Gulf Coast of Florida early Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
In the battleground state of Michigan today, GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance was campaigning, saying Donald Trump has shown he knows what it takes to secure the U.S.-Mexico border.
When President Trump was in office, we deported illegal aliens. When President Trump was in office, we were building the border wall, which made it harder for illegal aliens to come here in the first place. When President Trump was president, we did not grant mass amnesty, which allowed illegal aliens to come into our communities to harm our people and then to stay here after the fact.
Vance was campaigning there and in Wisconsin, another battleground state. Officials from Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration are facing questions about the door plug that blew off a 737 MAX jetliner in mid-flight. On Wednesday, the National Transportation Safety Board began the second day of a two-day hearing on the accident. On day one of the hearing, a Boeing official said the company will redesign the part that blew off an Alaska Airlines jet in January. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points, the Nasdaq dropping 171. This is SRN News. The ACLU is suing a Christian school.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools and colleges are in effect now, but only across about half the nation. Courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states and hundreds of individual colleges and schools. The Biden administration's rules are aimed primarily at Republican-majority states, which have banned sex change operations on kids. Those states have also barred males from using female restrooms. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street slumped after a morning rally evaporated. But the losses weren't as bad as the moves that racked markets worldwide over the last week. Stocks swung lower as NVIDIA, one of Wall Street's most influential companies, went from a morning gain to a loss of 5.1%, making it the heaviest weight on the S&P 500. NVIDIA and other big tech stocks have been struggling on worries their prices shot too high amid Wall Street's frenzy around artificial intelligence technology. The Dow was down 234 points today to close at 38,763. The Nasdaq lost 171 to 16,195. The S&P 500 dropped 40 points to 51.99. New York oil rose $2.03 to $75.23 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.